Miss Producer is here. Hi. Did you?
I go by the name of Producer.
Did you do the design of the book?
Yes.
You did.
I did.
Yeah, she did the photo. Okay. Well, you and Tati worked together.
Yes.
And Tati came up with the colors and all of that.
And then I came.
You
up
were at
with
the photo shoot.
Yeah.
I did the styling.
You did the styling. you told me what you want.
Yeah, I gave the vision.
Like, this is what I want. This is the hair I want.
Yeah.
These are the colors I want to wear. This is what I want to wear. You were so specific, like with your cardigan.
I know.
I want to wear a cardigan or a jersey. I was ready to say, girl, pulling up ties, blazers, whatnot. Like, and you were like, girl,
calm down.
This is what I want. And then we executed it so well. Shot with cats. Shout out.
Well done.
Pam did your hair.
Pam did my hair.
And makeup was obviously
Swazi. The makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done, guys.
We have a boom.
I hijacked your producer's cut.
No.
Okay, let's start. This is producer's cut.
Episode 156.
Ha, we wish.
Hi.
Hello.
We're just talking about the announcement we made.
Yes.
Which is Boomy's boom.
How did we get ya?
Oh my God.
I'm very nervous.
How does it feel?
I'm nervous. Not nervous. I'm actually reading a book by Brené Brown, Atlas of the Heart, I think. And it talks about naming your emotions, your feelings and stuff. And she talks about a lot of feelings. And she was talking about that anxiety and excitement evoke the same feelings in your body. So when you're anxious, you probably feel it in your stomach, like your stomach feels like it's got knots. Yes. But also when you're excited, it's the same.
I feel it in my heart.
In your heart, really. I feel everything in my stomach.
Really?
Like right in the center.
It's in my heart.
And so she says excitement also you feel the same way. What's important is that because when you know the language of feelings, then you're able to identify, which, oh no, I'm not anxious. Mm. I'm excited about a good event that I'm anticipating.
Oh, so, that's good.
Yeah, so I'm excited. At night, I kept waking up.
Oh,
I don't know why, because the book's not even out yet. But I guess it's that's how big of a deal it is.
It is a big deal.
Yeah, it's been a
it's
quite
been
a
roller coaster.
Ha!
No, like no, like it's been a. I'm not an author,
but
I wasn't writing this book. I wasn't that involved in this book. But let me tell you. It was a great roller coaster, but it was a roller coaster.
It was a roller coaster.
Still is.
Still is.
I mean, now that we've announced, it's not like the work is not done. So
I think the work only
just began.
But I think now my Sunday nuggets make sense from the Sunday.
What you've been saying.
Yes. Because it's like we keep having to talk in like little circles.
Oh my God,
like,
guys, the whole year has been hard speaking in riddles.
In riddles. But the thing is, I'm incapable of being dishonest. So I don't know. I don't know how to pretend I'm happy when I'm not. I don't know how to pretend like this is the season I'm in when I'm not that. So whatever I'm feeling, whatever I'm doing, whatever I'm experiencing is the truth. So when I said, like I'm looking to go into a sabbatical, like I'm really pausing everything because I've given my everything to this year. For people, they're just like, girl,
what are you talking about?
Like what? And it's like, no, it's the emotional... Yeah. The emotional exhaustion. And I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
It's just I'm emotionally drained. I gave my
everything.
Like, yes.
You did. You poured everything. Like what we're going to read. This is my first book you're finishing. I'm going to start and finish. But like what we can read in, I don't know how long people take to read. You take a plane, like a flight.
Yeah, I do take a flight.
5 hours, 24 hours.
Not 5 hours.
You can finish a book in
but
5 hours.
It won't take
probably.
You 30 days to read it.
Yeah.
I think you can read it in like, if you're, no, actually, never. I think if you like really love reading, like avid readers, like for example, Amanda's book, I finished Amanda's book in a night. because it was so good.
How long was that? No, but I couldn't put it down.
It was. I couldn't put it down. So every time I'm about to put it down, it gets so good.
But that's nice.
Yeah.
You know, I remember this one time. No, wait. I wanted to say.
Okay.
What's going to take us probably like 30 days or 5 hours or 12 hours to read took you years and months. And I'm saying years because you got the request a long time ago.
Yeah.
And you probably kept on thinking about it, going back. Like, you know, and while you're writing, you're reflecting like in all those years, those days.
Yeah.
So what's going to take us 30 days took you a lot of years and months.
Yeah.
And this year strongly because you poured it yourself,
all.
My girl. So honest to say that. But what was I saying now? We were saying, for me, I remember this one time I read, there's a story in the Bible. I won't say the names because I might mess up the story and the people. But I enjoyed that story.
It's a safe space. What is it about?
Yeah, but I was like, yeah, I call her, but I wasn't typing.
What is the story about?
I think two brothers. And then they were just fighting for the father's approval in gifts and stuff. It's such a...
What, about the prodigal son?
I don't know.
I think it's about the prodigal son. Where the one leaves and then he leaves with his inheritance and then he comes back and his dad throws him a party.
No.
Not that one.
That one. It's a story that I read. But I read it a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I won't lie to you. That's like my favorite story. But it's
go read your favorite story so you can know it.
I know, but like it's my favorite story because I remember how invested I was reading that. And every time I try to read, I want to get that feeling. And I never really get the feeling. So I'm going to try with this one.
You have to read it because I'm going to quiz you on it.
I know.
I am going to quiz you. I'm going to be like, in 1998, what happened?
Oh my God. You know, Opera and Tando, they're doing this thing. I've been looking at it.
But her books are like 900 pages. No, like it's a thick.
Her books are thick.
Yeah, I've never read a book that thick before.
No, that book is thick.
I'm not there yet.
Like she Oprah wrote the book and then Tando does reviews like on chapter. I think it's like 3 pages or whatnot and she just reads the story. I enjoyed that, so maybe I'm going to try that.
I think you should do that.
I'm going to do
that. That's a fun way of holding you accountable.
I think I'm actually going to do that and just do reviews and I'm going to do that. I'm just going to do it.
But we did it. We have I think we'll share more details about the book when time comes, ne?
Yes.
But I think we can put it out there. We've got a launch tour and an actual book tour coming up.
Actually, we can put it out there. Yeah. So just so you guys also aren't confused when we go live and speak about this. So at the book launch, the first one that we're going to announce, you guys will come to Exclusive Books or whatever that we're going to announce.
Those ones are happening. So the launch is at Exclusive Books.
Yeah, so anybody can come. We'll share how you guys can register and all of that. And then we're going to have our own book tour because, you know, there is nothing that happens at Wisdom and Wellness that doesn't have an event.
Oh, my God.
But we're going to have our own book tour. We'll announce the cities that we're going to go to.
Yeah.
And then you guys can come there, have a nice experience.
Should I put you guys on the spot that the team is actually doing the tour kind of without me?
Yeah.
I gave a vision and I'm kind of sitting it out.
No, like you set this one out.
I told you. And I said, if it doesn't work, mean I'm sharp.
No, you set this one out and the team is just going all out.
Yeah.
She's just going to arrive, honestly. You're just going to arrive and we're going to have a great time, guys.
But I feel like there's also the opportunity to kind of put it out there that there's no fest next year.
Bombshell.
I feel like it's a bit too early. Is it a bit too early to announce it?
It's not a bit too early. Maybe.
So for people who are saving the coins for fest,
actually,
should meet us at book tour.
Meet us at book tour.
Yeah.
We'll answer all the questions then.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about, just so you guys know. And also, it's not happening because, whatever. But like, there's a book tour.
There's a book tour.
Now the focus is
and also, the girl, book. Next year, my daughter's starting grade one.
Yeah.
My husband's working on a lot of projects.
Yeah.
And I think for the last few years, my work has taken the
front seat.
Front seat.
Yeah.
And so when we first got married, when we were dating, he took front seat.
Yeah.
And then just after COVID rolls, I got front seat.
Yeah.
And yeah, now it's time for him to take front seat again. Because yeah. And I was actually listening to this guy talking about that. In a marriage, it's very hard for a marriage to thrive and to work well if both partners take demanding jobs at the same time. If both partners are going full force at the same time. So it doesn't mean that he stopped anything, or it doesn't mean that I'm completely stopping, but it's just that if I was going at 90 or if I was going at 100, he was going at 70.
I get that. You know? I wanted to say, is it the 90-20 thing? Like 80-30 thing?
Kinda. Yeah. So
I hear you.
And it's like, priority is to support the one who's going 90. So if there's a cash injection that's necessary, the person, the other partner sacrifices to make this one's dream come true. So now I mean, this is premature to share, but maybe it might help someone.
It will.
I think it feels like the right time to do that shift again, until it's time to do that shift again. But
Yeah,
and I think I really wanna take in my book. I don't wanna just I don't wanna pass it by. I've passed by a lot of things.
Yeah,
where it's like tick box, go. And I don't wanna do that. I'm also learning lessons that I don't wanna just go around missing out of my life while everybody else gets to enjoy.
I hear what you're saying. Because also, to be fair, that was good.
What was good?
What you just said. You know, like, I understand everything that happens until we actually talk about it and we get into the depth of it. And I'm like, I get it. Yeah. Well, I was saying, but also, you're right, because the book is going out on shelves in October.
Mm-hmm.
First usually happens in March. And if you think about it, November and December is holidays. And then now,
Never had a December holiday.
So now you're gonna have it.
Yeah. So I've had it on a like physically, like where I'm like, okay, at a certain point I have to kind of stop. But we are in strategy and marketing during December. So for the first time, I'll be in December, not be thinking strategy.
I don't know about that. I said I don't know about that. But it will happen. I know. Right now, I trust that it will. I trust.
I'm not afraid of change. So if I change, if things change, they change.
But you also, you know what I've seen?
What?
From your life.
What?
I don't want to say change is scary, but like change is scary. Honestly, because
it is scary.
As much as you might think you're prepared, or as much as you think like, this is what I'm getting into. When it actually happens,
It's scary.
And so many things change. Like the way you think, the way you act, the way you now handle things. Everything changes. And you yourself may not understand it like when it happens until you actually sit with yourself and you accept it.
But
like,
I've seen that. The most frustrated people in life, the most bitter people in life are the ones who don't embrace change. Because either way, you don't have a choice. Change is inevitable. The only constant is change.
Yeah.
And you can either jump on the wagon of change, feel the friction in the beginning, and then enjoy it until the next change. Or you can remain bitter and pretend as though nothing's changing, affecting you. But either way, change is the only thing that is constant, and it's a good mindset to have to get comfortable with change. I'm not saying it's easy. It's not. I feel like it shocks the system every single time.
No, it shocks it hard.
But it's like,
It's meant to happen.
It's meant to happen. Yeah,
you're not like funny. I was on.
So but you've changed a lot. Me? You don't think you've changed? I think you've changed.
I think I've changed.
From the first time we worked together, even to just the from the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
Like today, you were on time.
I know.
You know, but just even outside of that, but
yeah,
like I think
I think
like
so.
Yeah, it's like I've watched you change. I've watched you become more of yourself. I've watched you.
I think I'm becoming. I think I'm changing. Like, I haven't fully changed, but I think I am.
I think you
and
are.
And I'm becoming more aware. I can tell you, you that.
Yeah, I think you've decided to jump into the train and move with the train. And when you don't like it, you get off. And when you like it, you get on.
Which is true.
Which is the whole point of life. Instead of sleepwalking through life and you know, it's beautiful to watch someone jump on the train, run with the train, jump off the train, fall, get scraped, but get back on the train again. Ask, should I have jumped? You know?
So actually,
it's beautiful.
It is. Like, when you think about it, it is beautiful. And I'm happy that I'm in this. Hmm. I really am. And like Snae and I were talking about this earlier, because I was like so excited and happy. And she said that it's funny how we enjoy what we're doing just by like just working here. And you just like, okay, being around you.
Yeah.
And just you being you. Like, we love being around you and you don't have to do anything. Like your energy.
Oh,
yeah, like your energy affects us in a good way. Like you just being you makes us change.
Makes you be more of
Yeah.
And that's you don't the dream.
Have to do, like, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to say, praise, this is what it is. Yeah. Your life will change. We are wisdom and wildness. We have to be well.
Yeah.
No, but like you just being you, like us just being us.
I love that.
Yeah, like, man, it's beautiful. That. So when you're saying you've seen change, I'm glad that you have, because I don't know how it happened. I can't pinpoint.
And I think even speaking about Snae, like, I've had conversations with her. Yeah. So I haven't, even though I might not know depths, I have an awareness of the type 100%. Of people you want to be. Right? Yeah. And that's so important for me as your leader or the person in your life is so that when you off the rails of who you said you want to become or what you said you're going to achieve, it becomes a conversation of, oh, okay, have you decided to go a different way now, because I can see the steps you're taking are no longer there. Or it's like, hey, get back on track, get back in line. But I think when we all vulnerably share what we desire with the people around us, closest to us, it's uncomfortable.
Yep.
But it makes it even it makes it even more possible, because now you've got people who are you're held to a different standard.
That's
and
true.
When we don't share our dreams and our goals and those deep, deep desires that we think we're not capable of, we have excuses. And
truthfully so, man. Like
it's Women's
Month.
It's Women's Day. Well, when this episode comes out, it will be Women's Day.
Friday. It is Friday. Women's Day.
Yeah. Which woman has inspired you the most?
In my mind, I can say, you. But I'm trying to change and say, wisdom and all this.
No, don't do that.
Women. Okay, it's a lot of women.
Okay.
It's you. You're in there.
Oh.
It's Roy's mom.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
I hope she listens to this.
Yeah, no, she listens.
Did she listen?
No, Rose mom will listen. Even the Food Worship Nights playlist.
Yeah, she listened.
She made me aware to say, Ivo, that playlist is not there anymore. What happened?
Oh my, that's good. That's beautiful.
She inspires me.
So she holds you accountable, holds you to a standard.
She does. She actually does. And she's very honest. She will literally say, praise, you said you're going to send this or do this. You didn't do it.
You didn't do it, yeah.
And then she'll say, this one time she says, so Roy and I had to do something. We have to send her a kitchen plan for the house that she's renovating. And then we had to go fix the car. So then she said, praise and Rato, you guys are a bad combination right now. Yeah, she said that because both of you did not report. Both of you, it's either you will do something and do it right and not report.
Oh, she's my kind of girl.
Like, she will
she
say
is my kind
way,
of girl.
Let me tell you, she'll say it the way it is and we're like, okay, we need to check ourselves. So she inspires
but
me.
But I'm sure she also compliments as much as she.
Oh, no, she does.
There we go. And those are the people you need. That's who you listen to.
And now the lesson, but it also comes back to our relationship.
Yeah.
Like, the lessons or the kuzaring are not like, you know, they're not like, ugh. She's hard or whatever. No, but they're like, you know, this person is looking out for you. You know, this person wants the best for you. You know, this person actually loves you and doesn't want to see you fall or be comfortable with your unawareness or whatever.
And when you do well, I will be the first one to say it.
Let me tell you, I don't even have to ask. So yeah,
I
so
think you need those
for now, I'll say it's you in this season.
Yeah,
it's you and her. My mom is like consistent. That we know. That's good lady.
Which is that lady? that
one. Consistent. So I'll say that for now.
Okay.
Yeah, and you?
That's good. Ooh. Can I say my daughter?
Oh.
Is she a woman?
She is a woman.
It's my daughter.
She's a girl, but she's a woman.
It's my daughter.
Wow.
Man. It makes me so emotional. My daughter is so... She's so authentic in being her. And I mean, she broke her arm. She hurt her arm this year, and she had to wear a cast, and it was not nice. And she was trying out monkey bars, but like she was trying out monkey bars that are just a bit too hard for her. And like our lingani haitiaki. And so she got hurt and she put on a cast, and it was painful. And it was not nice. And she learned how to use her other hand.
Wow.
She learned how to, she easily adapted. Like she cried.
Yes.
And then she adapted. And when she took off the cast, I thought she was going to like, it was going to, I was worried that it was going to change her because she's fearless, but I thought it was going to make her more protective, like not try stuff.
Oh, I hear what you're saying.
But she's,
To be more careful.
She's worse.
Yeah.
Now she
knows that.
Now she does. She's even, Brendan and I were talking about it, that now she's just like doing even way more than before. And
like
I think
she's unleashed her power.
Unleashed. And I think that is just such a beautiful spirit. Yeah. But also, my daughter's very kind. I think my kids are very kind. But boundaries, like my daughter has boundaries.
Oh, they do.
Oh, boundaries. Girl has,
I think both of them.
Listen, I think we should be, I should be Mpumi, Amanda boundaries. Nuri Letabo, also should be boundaries.
Yeah.
She has boundaries, but she's so polite. Yeah. She's kind. And
that is beautiful.
And yeah, so my daughter, I think her fearlessness, her boundaries, her zeal and her desire for life. And by the way, I've started waking up at 5 again, right?
Welcome back, girl.
Yay! I've started waking up at 5 again. And it's not that I don't have a hectic schedule right now. Mm-hmm. But I just, I'm a better person. And then so for some time I'm working out at home, right? So I'm doing home workouts now. And my kids come in the room at 6 on the balcony at 6 in the morning, and we work out together. And they finish the workouts.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, they are better than me.
Girl, Nuri's boundary, not boundary, Nuri's burpee is like goated. Anyway, so the whole point is, I think, my daughter and we've started building blocks together. So in the evenings, we don't watch TV anymore. It's just overstimulating. So we've got building blocks and puzzles. She can finish a puzzle that I can't finish. And yesterday we were building an Eiffel Tower.
Wow.
And so Zani wasn't building. He was just sitting there, but he was criticizing. Like, he was like, that doesn't look like an Eiffel Tower. Then she said to him, let's see what you built. And I'm like, that's the spirit, girl. That's the spirit. I said, Zani.
And I believe
Zani, you cannot criticize if you're not building. If you're not creating, you cannot criticize.
That's true. But can I ask a question?
Yeah, we have to close this episode. Yeah.
We do.
Okay.
This is the longest episode.
Ask me a question.
I think it's beautiful that Nuri and Zani like have each other.
Yeah.
And somehow they teach each other lessons within themselves.
Yeah.
Do you feel like... Okay, I don't think it's a question. It's actually a compliment.
Okay.
I feel like that's like the greatest blessing ever. Because they have, like, they're each other's strength. They're each other's lesson. They're each other, like, even with you, I feel like they teach you as well. Because now Zani said this and Nuri said it back. And then you're like, well, Zani, you see when things like this happen.
This is what happens. Yeah, yeah.
That is so beautiful.
Yeah. So I think children are our greatest teachers.
Yeah.
For me... my children are a mirror for me. And I think I get a lot from their behavior. I can tell a lot. And it's not to put any pressure on any parent, but I can tell the impact of my involvement in their lives based on their behavior. So there was a time where my kids wanted iPads so badly. So my kids don't have devices.
Yeah.
And all their friends have, not all, but a lot of their friends most are starting to have iPads and phones. And it was just an everyday discussion. It was this obsession. I was starting to get irritated. Yeah. And I spoke to Brendan about that. This is really irritating. And then I thought, to be honest, to be fair, Brendan said, yeah, but they probably see our usage of those of devices. Oh, and they think if their friends have this and we have this and we're always honored, it's the thing to have, you know? And that struck me.
Oh my God.
And so now I've cultivated an environment where as soon as my kids are home, I try put my phone upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And over the last 3 weeks, my kids haven't asked for about phones and iPads.
Wow.
And it's back to saying that I think my kids mirror me so much.
Yeah.
I can't be talking about, no, you can't have phones, but I'm constantly on the phone, when they're here.
No, you can't have phones, but you're holding your phone. But I'm like,
yeah, you know, what am I saying? Yeah. But when I'm sitting on the floor building puzzles with them, it's like we stimulated, we're busy, we happy. There's no need for this thing.
I hear you.
Happy Women's Day.
Happy Women's Day, guys. We've literally spoken about every woman.
Everything
in this world.
And get on Speak Live September.
Yes.
Get on Speak Live September. It is that time of the year again. Join us for Speak Live September 2024, our 30-day transformation course. This year, we are focused on the theme Flourish. What you can expect is community, a personalized journal, affirmation cards, masterclasses, and a community dedicated to ensuring that you are the best version of yourself. You can expect to learn and hear from our experts, Lwanele Khasu, Zureida Jardine, and Dandwe Nkosi Gunene. Sign up now using the link in the description. Let's flourish together.